Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Craig Rowan and James Mannion.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is I, Mannion, Rowan, James, Craig. Welcome to the show, all four of you. And Brett, of course. No, it's just two guys. With two guys,
a girl's in a pizza place.
Remember that? Remember when sitcoms were that? Remember sitcoms? And then remember when they were that simple?
But that was like a great title. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you knew it from the title.
Yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, we're letting you know. You know, you don't need to think like Cheers. Like what's Cheers about? A bar?
Weird. That's why I didn't watch it forever. I thought it was just a bunch of cheerleaders doing their.
I just watched the finale because I was like,
"What was the finale?" Remind us.
All I remember is it was a huge deal, and then at the very end, somebody comes to the bar, and like Sam goes and is like, "Sorry, we're closed." Like just a very sort of like melancholy, touching ending. But I forget. I think they all took.
Is Shelley Long in it? Did she come back for that?
I don't know.
Maybe she's the one that gets turned away.
One of the books about NBC, they just got like, they did like a live thing with the cast of Cheers for the finale, and they were just trashed on TV. And I forget who the host was. Maybe it was like Jay Leno, but it was just sort of like a debacle because they were just all drunk.
Is that a debacle? That sounds like I mean, New Year's on CNN.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. James, welcome. You haven't said anything.
How's it going? Good to be here.
What's your Cheers finale trivia?
I haven't seen the Cheers finale. I don't think I've only seen like out of order, like one-off episodes. Sure. But the live thing, was it, they did something like after they finished filming it, or it was like a
it was sort of like a celebration of like let's interview them like after or something. I don't have enough information.
Gotcha.
But the beer and wine were flowing.
Nice.
And I think this week there was some kind of anniversary of the MASH finale, which had some unbelievable amount of numbers to it. Like 40.
Oh yeah,
million.
That was like the most watched ever show, and probably still is sitcom. I once worked with George Wendt, and I was like tried to talk to him about Cheers for a minute. He could not have wanted to talk about it less, which I get. But I was like, hey, like I was like, I just watched an episode. It's just like they're essentially like plays. It's so well written. Like, and he was just like, And then he would talk about anything else. He was talking about stuff where I was
We cut to that set, and I'm a PA that gets in a. Hi, Craig. My name's Peter. I've been sent over by production. Don't take this the wrong way. Can we step into your trailer? Do you mind?
Sure. Sorry about the smell. I had
No, it's that way. The longer you've been on the show, the more of the smell, believe me. Okay, thanks. Oh, okay. Yeah, there is kind of a unique smell in here.
Yeah, I had this stew. It had been in the fridge for longer than I expected and whatever. Yeah, sorry. But you had something to say from production?
Yes, Mr. Wendt. Okay, first off, he is not Norm on this show.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Right. So when you address him as Norm,
it's just his longest public character.
Right, so, but you're shouting it at the beginning. Every time he walks on set, you shout Norm.
Yeah, because so that's the catchphrase from the show is like, Norm!
Everybody no, we all know here. That.
Right.
But he's not Norm on this set, and he's trying to get into character specifically when everyone is stepping on a set. Everyone is trying to get into character, doesn't want to be yelled.
Right, but can
another character.
In my own defense, his name on this show is Norman. So, you know, I'd have to assume that him, if he's getting into that character of Norman, him hearing the name Norm isn't that far off that it's like, is that really?
Which makes it even more trepidatious territory that you're taking him into. And also the writers are hearing it from the director right now on that.
Yeah, I mean, again, from that, yeah, that seems like something they should have nipped in the bud months ago in the writing process, but
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't I name hear what you're saying. Ted Danson and Sam again. No one's going to do that.
Right. 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 Right.
Okay. But anyway, since he is Norman, he really doesn't need to just with a simple. So,
fine. I'll just start. Drop I'll yell Norman. I'll yell no. Norman when he comes on.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to yell it just like Norm though. Like Norman. I can see that happening.
So I'll be like, Norman!
Okay, you have how many lines in this scene?
This particular scene, I'm just sort of in the background. I'm just grabbing something from the fridge.
Right. I meant the whole episode. You only have...
Oh, like three?
Yeah,
three
you're lines. A U5. Okay.
Right.
You see where I'm going with this, and I'm PA. I'm not trying to be rude. But no, it's kind of not job. Your spot to be...
We cut to set, yeah. And they're getting ready to shoot. All right, are we ready to go?
Yeah. Makeup's ready.
I'm not ready. Before we begin, hey, if
who
for
is that?
Any for anybody know. Who doesn't know, I'm Craig. I play newspaper guy.
It's the guy in this that's episode. Been bothering me, calling me Norm.
I just wanted to say before we start. How much of a pleasure it is to be here. And in my trailer, I was watching the black and white music video by Michael Jackson. And
we can see a second AD right over this guy's shoulder doing the cutthroat. Let's end this motion.
So I just wanted to say that our good friend George Went, who plays Norman, was in the black and white music Shut video. Up. So I just wanted to make him feel welcome by going, ee-hee.
Stop it. Don't just I don't what? Think he heard that. Just stop what you're doing.
Oh, he didn't hear that?
I don't
Jamon. It don't matter if you're black or white. I'm just
okay.
Just trying to get the vibe going, guys. What's going on here? The vibe is like dead. Hello.
We cut back to the trailer. And now he peeks out the window of his trailer and he sees the director, the writers, the producers, George Went. There's a lot of yelling going on. George Went picks up a chair and throws it into a table covered in food.
God, I wonder what he's so mad about that just throwing a chair. What did that table? I was using that table. It's a great table. What the fuck?
Craig?
God. Yeah.
Hi. Can you open up?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You know what? Let me come out there because it smells even worse now.
All right. We got one of the head producers from the studio down here. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, awesome.
Well.
Hey, it's so nice to meet you. This is such a great project, and I'm really getting in the head of newspaper guy. I think there's some growth for this character.
Your name's Craig, right? You're playing newspaper guy.
Yeah. Such a funny role.
We have I came down here to talk to you because Norm, obviously, or sorry.
Norm?
Norman.
Yes, exactly. No, thank you.
George. I should be saying George. No, because... No, you're right. You're right. But we're not doing that today. George, he's been complaining, and like now his agent is getting mad at us and saying like we don't want anyone calling him Norman or referring to any past projects. And that's I came down here to talk to you about. But
what's your name?
Ryan Callahan.
Right, Mr. Callahan. I record every conversation I have because that's not illegal
in California.
I record ambient sound, and if it picks up a conversation I'm in, that's okay. And I have the recording of you saying Norm.
As this conversation goes on, we see it's Craig back at his home listening to the conversation deep into the night because he lives his first 12 hours of every day. In the next 12 hours, he listens to the first 12
Honey, come in here. Honey, come in here. This is it. This is the moment.
I'm trying to sleep. You should be sleeping.
Norm. I mean, yeah, see, Norman.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Did I tell you? Sorry, is the Ryan Callahan.
I really should say George.
Okay, pause.
He had a slip of the tongue because he was so frustrated with you. He knew he was going to tell you to stop saying Norm, so he called George, went Norm. Okay.
Honey, this is wrongful termination. This is evidence. This is wrongful termination. I was fired today.
How many lawsuits have you entered with your ambient sound pickups, which have been thrown out of court because you can't record people in California without their permission?
Honey, you know how many. 1,001. It's written right up there on the wall. Okay, but this one is going to stick. I've got the whole thing.
We cut to this couple having dinner with another couple that they've invited over for dinner like a few days later. You have such a lovely house. I really like the way you've decorated it.
Yeah, this is actually a family home. This was my great aunt lived here. And
what's the 1,001 scrawled on the... It's so modern.
I noticed that as well. You've sort of etched it... Kind of carved a 1,001 into.
Yeah, what into I do is I carve the numbers here. In, and then I sand over it, and then keep carving for every number. This is how many open lawsuits I have, but when I say open, I don't mean that they're all active. I mean that I've opened these lawsuits. Some are just making their way through some bureaucracy, but this is. I record every conversation, obviously, that I have, including this one.
What?
And if I'm wrong, sorry, if I'm wronged in any way, I have the evidence.
Wait. You're recording us right now?
That is not normal. That is not normal.
Not normal
that's
at
not,
all.
Not, that that's is, not the norm.
That is not the norm.
See, okay, this is actually, this is
again,
helpful.
This is the conversation he's listening. It's like 4 a.m. that night and he's listening to it.
Did you hear, honey, get in here. Did you hear how many times they were saying norm and
that
normal?
Is not the norm.
I feel
go
like
to
they
sleep
knew.
Right now.
Honey, I can't sleep. This could be 1,002.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bess's Old Books.
I found some more old books. And I don't just mean Matt Besser old listeners. I found what I think is my oldest book. And now let's guess how old this book is. Okay. I'm going to hold it up. Okay. Look at this book. You can't really see anything, can you?
Oh, wow. Is there no writing on it?
You can feel like it's imprinted. And it says, can you see what it says?
The fifth bead.
50.
McGuffey new 50 reader. New fifed new. Reader.
I know. I don't know what that word is. F-I-F-T-E. It's a word not used anymore.
It feels like it's like an almanac of some sort.
It is a, I think it teaches you how to read kind of book. It's and also read out loud, like elocution. And I'll open it for you. Did you look up F-I-F-T-E, Brett?
Lessons. 23.
All right. Give it a guess. How old is this?
I'm going to throw out 1921. As when it was released. So 102 years old.
This came from my grandmother's cedar trunk that got passed down to my grandmother. And I don't know where before that. Not the trunk, but the what's in it.
F-I-F-T is a...
95.
It's an outdated way of saying fifth.
It's like when did it go outdated?
Fifth.
That's not, doesn't roll off the tongue.
Fifth.
What'd you say?
1895.
Written by the kid who had this school book, dear Lord, when she wrote in it, 1879.
Wow.
And that's not even when it was printed.
Wow.
Let me see when it was printed. Entered according to Act of Congress in the year 1857. So that might have been the first print. That doesn't necessarily mean when this print is, but somewhere between 57 and 79, it would make sense.
So this is maybe the fifth edition. Is that what we're thinking?
There you go. And it is such a hard read, my friends.
But what? So that's like a children's school book.
I don't know if it's children's. I hope it's high school. I can't imagine being a child being able to read some of this stuff. Just pick a number between, and then we'll improvise off of it, between 1 and 300, and I'll just read a few sentences.
I mean, I'm going to go with the classic 69.
God damn it. What if it's all fucking blowjob jokes, but in old speak?
This is the comedy podcast, so you have to pick the funny numbers.
God, the first thing I go to. So we're in the middle of some story. Come. So, this could be a
there we go. There you go.
Totally random, folks. Come, said the old gentleman. One snake is quite enough to have in the house at a time. Therefore, the sooner you are gone, the better. With that, he dismissed him without waiting a moment for his reply. William Smith next entered the room and, being left alone, soon began to amuse himself in looking at the curiosities around him. Okay. I don't know. That didn't sound necessarily that old, but does that inspire a scene? Come, said the old gentleman. One snake is quite enough to have in the house at a time. I wonder what's happening in this story. I back up a little bit. There stood Albert with the bottom of the box in one hand, the top in the other, and the snake on the floor. I'm going to guess it's like some precocious teenager brought a snake into the house. I once did that.
You once did what?
I once accidentally brought what I thought was a dead snake into the house. There was this cat outside my grandmother's house, oddly enough, that killed, I thought, a garter snake. But it was a pretty big one. And I wanted to show my grandmother, and I brought it in the house, and it fucking came alive in my goddamn hand. Or maybe it's some kind of after tick or something, but it starts squirming around. My grandmother.
But you picked it up barehanded.
Yeah, it was at least. Well, the cat had brutalized it, but it wasn't all dead. Like, you know how cats do? They'll fuck around with something for like a day or two. Have you ever seen that? Maybe that's country cats. You've never seen that?
Like dread around.
You've never seen that where they'll keep something alive in the yard for a day and fuck with it?
Oh, yeah. I've had many cats who have brought that into the house and done that.
And they can kill it, but they're rather like, no, I'm going to let the chipmunk.
Yeah.
Kind of limp around the yard and fuck with it all day.
That's... It's psycho.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have never seen that. I'm surprised.
I had cats in... they were indoor cats. I was living in San Francisco, and I went out of town for a weekend. And I get a text from a friend of mine being like, I didn't know you got cats. And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't have any cats. She's like, look on your Snapchat or look on your roommate's Snapchat. And I look on there and there's two cats in my apartment. And I text him. I live with these two other guys and we were friends from college and they were crazy. And I was like, did you get cats? And they're like, yeah, man, we got cats.
Wait, how long were you out?
I was gone for like 2 days.
That is so rude.
I was gone for like a weekend and I was like, but why, you got two of them? And they're like, yeah, man, they're traumatized bonded pair. So we had to get both of them because like they're like traumatized together. They like adopted them.
We cut to James entering the apartment after that trip. And he's having trouble with the lock.
What the hell?
Just hold on, man. We have a table in front of the door because the cats. Just let us move the fucking table.
What? Because the cat.
Ah, my fucking back. Oh, God damn it. Okay, you can open the door now, but just jump in quick.
Okay.
Get in. Oh my God. Oh, okay, move the table back.
I'm locking all the locks. Dude, they're going to come and grab these fuckers. I know it. Those fucking abusers are going to come and grab these fuckers.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Hey, watch your tone.
I know you guys got cats. Why are you boarding up the door?
Watch tone. Your tone. It's dude, these cats are going to flip if you have the wrong tone.
These cats are going to flip? I'm going to flip. First of all, you guys got cats without asking me.
You have a very canine, aggressive tone right now.
Don't say that. You know that I'm sensitive about how sharp my incisors are. Okay.
I wasn't even thinking your weird teeth, man. I'm talking about your tone right now around the cat.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like, well, first of all, welcome back, man. How was your day trip?
Back.
How was your day trip?
My day trip was ruined like 3 hours into it. I mean, my girlfriend and
you guys got in a wreck?
No, we didn't get into it. No, the whole text conversation we had earlier where I was like, did you guys get cats? And you were like, yeah, man, we did.
Dude, can
and then your sorry, girlfriend sorry. Got in your back, huh?
She's so, dude, you got a dumper, man.
Bitches.
No, yo, listen, dude, don't sit on that couch. Those guns are loaded.
There's guns?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
You're really against guns, and that's your big charity and all that.
You guys
just
got
had to
guns?
Get a few guns while you were gone.
Dude,
we need to fucking protect these things. The original owners of these cats were brutalizing them, and we got some weird text messages mm-hmm. that they're going to come fucking back.
These are verbally brutalized cats.
Wait. I thought you just adopted these cats from like an ASPCA. You're in contact with the former.
No.
Dude,
we saved these cats. We said we saved.
You're in contact with the original owners. What do you mean you saved these cats? Where did you get these cats from?
Okay. All right. Don't get mad.
Yeah. First off, don't get mad.
You don't tell me how to.
That's what dogs do.
I'm
dogs
in control.
Respond.
Okay. Well, cats will kill something halfway and drag it around.
Dude.
Anyway.
We're going to this fucking killer taco truck. First of all, I just want to say this taco truck is killer.
Yeah, man.
And we saw
they do fish tacos. Like other taco trucks, some won't even try fish tacos. And some do fish tacos. And it's like, you trying to poison me? But not this one. Go ahead, Craig. I interrupted you.
No, please. It's like, I don't know where they get the fish, but it's just so fucking fresh.
So fresh.
Is it Tacos Mariscos? Because I've been there.
It's not Tacos Mariscos. Dude.
Oh, no.
Okay, what the story or not?
You're ruining this story.
Dude, this story.
What does this have to do with these cats? Where did you get these cats from?
We were going to this taco truck and we saw this guy fucking screaming at a bag. He was screaming at the sack that mm-hmm. he was swinging around. Mm-hmm. And he was just going, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And
there were these cats right next to him, looking at him, swinging this bat, having to listen to this screaming. Who knows what was in the bag?
We don't know what was in the bag. It could have been other cats, but it might have just been bricks. It could have been anything.
So Soda cans.
He was waving the bag at these cats.
In the vicinity.
So basically what we did was we...
Matt, vicinity.
Yeah, Matt tackled the dude and just started pummeling him.
Yeah.
And we're like, get away from the cats.
Mm-hmm. You know? Pair of those brass knuckles that I got when we visited Chinatown last week? I found a reason to use them.
Oh my God!
Fucking wailed on this guy.
You put on black knuckles. I mean, brass knuckles.
They're brass. They're like shined brass. They're like the color of brass.
You put on brass knuckles and you beat the shit out of a guy who was
pummeled him. Yeah.
Near a taco truck, and near some cats. I mean,
what's the taco truck have to do with this?
You tell me what the taco truck has to do with.
Dude, we were like five blocks from the taco truck. You're obsessed with this.
Why'd you start the story there?
We were on our way there. What am I just going to say? We were driving? You don't know where we
were. We didn't want you to think we were out looking for trouble. Like, let's go fuck up some cat owners.
Well, it
sounds like you were. You had the brass knuckles on you.
Did you take them everywhere? I also had that ceremonial Klingon sword that I also got in Chinatown. I didn't use that.
Yet. He didn't use it yet.
Yeah, because
once we tied this guy up and started talking to his family on the phone, we had to use it as a threat to send them a video.
Okay. So you, oh my God, you talked to the guy's family,
and we said today is
a good day to die.
Yeah,
if you keep verbally abusing cats like this,
and the whole time the cats they were just sitting there watching, they didn't run away. Do you know if the cats were? This guy's cats or not?
Dude, I don't know. We gave them a sedative. They were just sleeping, dude.
You gave the cats a sedative?
Yeah, I gave them my anxiety medicine.
Okay. It's not like you had cat sedative on you because that's what it sounds like.
Special K? No.
It sounds like you went out with brass knuckles and Special K.
And a ceremonial Klingon sword.
And it truly does sound like you were just walking around looking for trouble.
Whoa.
And then you added the taco truck later to make it seem like that's not what you were doing. It happened to be over there.
Dude,
Matt, and now you're buying
strip. I think this guy might have a fucking wire on him, dude, the way he's talking about it. The way he's laying out what we just fucking said.
I'm getting my fucking sword.
Dude, fucking sword.
I'm not wearing a wire. Look.
Take off your shirt.
It's a good day.
I just have a sunburn from trying to get a tan with my girlfriend on top of that mountain.
You didn't wear sunscreen?
No, because I thought that...
Dude, that's nuts. That's insane.
That is crazy, man.
Yeah, well, I just...
Oh, here come the cats. Okay, let's just make an intro. Okay, get down on your knees. Let's all get down on our knees.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. What? You don't want to come off as intimidating.
I'm trying not to. I'm allergic to cats. That's why I was so pissed off.
Don't say you're allergic. Dude.
Psychosomatic. Okay. We haven't officially given them names because we figure they already have names and it seems rude.
Yeah, we tried to beat the names out of the guy, but he was unresponsive at a certain point.
Yeah, and he probably didn't know because I don't think these were his cats.
That's what he said, but I didn't believe him.
Excuse.
Like, what do you think he was doing? Like, on a walk with his cat? Like,
who walks with cats?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a fucking psycho, man.
Fucking crazy. Who knows what was in that bag?
I looked at this little guy. They're actually kind of cute.
I know, yeah. That we gave them your bed. I hope you don't mind. They just seem like they needed to sprawl out.
You weren't here, man.
I was gone for like half a day.
Yeah, we just put a couple of fish tacos in your bed with the cats.
Come on. At least
they're
tell
really
me
good,
which,
though. They're really good.
At least tell me the name of this taco truck if it's so good and it's not the one I'm thinking of.
What was the name of the one you were thinking of?
Tacos Mariscos?
No, this is Marisco Tacos, dude.
Oh, yeah. Marisco Tacos.
So good.
So
the fish
good,
is like
man. Totally
insanely
worth it.
Fresh.
So it, fresh.
Guys, so anyway, So we need to bump up your rent because I'm sorry, man. Because the landlord's being fucking weird about the
landlord's being weird.
Weird.
Yeah, guys, they say no animals. We had to get shots.
Guys, I'm this is crazy. I'm moving out. Like you put fish in my bed. You gave my bed to two cats that you didn't.
You're moving out?
Me. Yeah, dude, man. I'm moving
like
out.
Like the Billy Joel song?
Yeah, like Anthony's song, Moving Out?
Sure. However you want to interpret those words, I'm moving out.
Fuck it, man. You're moving out just like Anthony's song?
I have nowhere to sleep.
Dude, you sleep in you. It's not like we sold your bed. It's there. It just has fish tacos and cats in it.
Guys,
dude. Where you're? By the way, just like we will take you to small claims court if need be.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter that we're friends.
Fucking, yeah, I don't care.
Dude, to get
you've been. Like you've been complaining about how we're late with rent and stuff, and now this is crazy. You're a terrible roommate.
Look, to make it up, why don't you just take the cats for a walk and you'll see how cool they are. The cool cats.
Yeah. And why don't you take the cats for a walk and why, here, can do you mind? There's some garbage in this huge sack. Do you want to mind bringing this with you?
Jeez, this sack sounds a lot like the bag you were describing that guy waving around earlier.
Oh, yeah, it sort of does look similar. Yeah.
So we cut to him down on the city street trying to walk these two cats and carry this bag.
There's
a lot of hustle and bustle. People coming by. These are busy San Francisco city streets.
What the fuck has my life come to? I try to stick up for myself, and here I am. I'm walking two cats down the street. Who does that? And I'm carrying a big bag of trash that, for all I know, they stole from this guy that they beat up, and now I'm holding it. I mean, what the hell? what the hell is wrong with me? I mean, what is it about me that people think that they can just do this
now
to me?
Now he's starting, the volume's starting to pick up, and he's just starting to rant and swing this bag, I mean, what around is it in the about air, me? And he doesn't even know what's in it.
Am I really such a big piece of shit?
Cats are looking up at him.
Ah! I'm so fucking mad.
Brass knuckles to the face, blackout.
Let's talk some more about that.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, we won't read from that book again, but I did find it a bit interesting that a book like that. And Brett, I did go to the internet and say, how much is this kind of book worth? Not impressive.
Yeah.
Not impressive. There's a lot of people with old books, apparently. But I got another one. Charlie Brown's Super Book of Questions and Answers. Now, this was my childhood book.
Love that. Love the Peanuts gang.
And you know what? When you look at this cover and you think of the Peanuts gang, Craig, and I didn't even open up this book until 5 minutes ago. So it probably hasn't been open for possibly 50 years. And what do you expect to see inside this book?
I bet it's just repurposed comic strips.
James? Charlie Brown's Super Book of Questions and Answers.
Yeah, just questions that he's asked before in his in the comics.
So everything will be in cartoon form, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What? Oh, now I'm opening it up. And it's really an encyclopedia with an occasional Peanuts illustration, but there's pages that have almost zero Peanuts illustrations and are just straight up facts.
I'm shocked.
Looks like a textbook.
I'm shocked.
It is. It is a textbook.
What's the guy's name? Schultz?
Charles M. Schultz.
Do you think was this like his idea? Was he like, I want to make an encyclopedia?
I want to make encyclopedias fun. Okay, so once again, give me a number between 1 and 100, James. Do not say 69 unless you want to.
17.
Okay, let's see.
Page. I bet some encyclopedia people, you know, pitched him on the idea and was like, you put your name on this, can make a quick buck.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be how it usually is, right? Where, like, it's like, hey, you don't have to do a thing. We right. just put the...
yeah.
This is page 17. We're talking about insects. The lone illustration of Peanuts is Snoopy up on his red house saying he's looking at a dragonfly. And he's saying, it's a bird. It's the Red Baron. It's a dragonfly. So not even very funny from Snoopy.
It's more of a referencey thing with the Red Baron. Because that's
Okay. So I'll read one selection off this page. What is the largest insect living today? Do you guys think you know the answer?
Ooh.
I don't think you're going to get this, so I'm going to say it. The largest insect is a type of walking stick that lives in the tropics. It's very long and skinny, looks a lot like a twig when it rests on a tree. This walking stick sometimes grows to be nearly 13 inches long.
So that's largest?
The question is largest. Are you saying 13, if it's skinny, are we talking about penises now?
I'm taking issue with this because it didn't even answer the question. It says a type of walking stick. Tell us which one. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck walking stick is it? It's not just a walking stick. It's a specific kind.
Does it say the name of it in there? Or are you asking us?
It didn't. Isn't that weird?
It's fucking crazy.
That was all the info on it. You wanted some scientific name there.
I wouldn't just leave any a book name. with a fact. That's not even a fact.
Yeah, why are they beating around the bush on the
A These type facts. Of walking stick. Like a type of walking stick could also be the smallest insect.
You know what I feel right like right now? I feel like I'm Charlie Brown after Lucy pulls the football away.
Yeah, maybe these are. Yeah, exactly. This is the whole thing is like the theme of it is just being let down by life, which is a big theme of Peanuts. They might not even have one fact in that book.
Oh, man. Why are insects so thin? Because the way they breathe. They breathe air through tiny holes in their bodies. The air cannot travel very far through these holes. If an insect were fat, air could not reach every part of its body. So in order to get air into all parts of its body, insects must be very skinny. So when you ask like, well, what's the largest, not longest? These guys are saying there aren't large insects.
Gotcha.
Something's not right here. Something's not right here.
What's bumping you?
It's like their answer to why are they thin is like they're just basically saying evolution. Yeah. It's like they're just like because they adapted. I don't know. It just seems something's.
And now we're in the Natural History Museum, and this is an argument that two teenagers are having with the guide. Okay. That's a fair enough point, but we do have a larger tour to go on. So
How large is the tour? If you're not willing to tell us how large the largest animal is, how large is the tour?
You know what? You got me there. It is a longer tour than it is a larger tour.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you're skipping out on giving us all the facts so that you can get more stops of the tour in and make the tour longer.
On most of the times I'm in the insect room, people don't need me to recite the scientific word, you know, names for every insect. It's more interesting that this insect looks like a walking stick. It does look like a walking stick. I myself have not been given the info on the exact name, but we call it the walking stick bug, and people seem to enjoy it, and it does look like a walking stick if you didn't know.
Yeah, but does it bother you that, like, most people call them canes now? You know, or use, like, walkers? Like, this just feels like something's happening here that I'm not understanding. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay, a walker is not a cane. That is two-pronged or four-pronged and a wheel, two wheels. This looks like a walking cane or a walking stick. That does not bother me. Okay, let's move on to the... Okay,
let me ask you this, though.
Grab my arm.
I was wrong to grab you.
Okay.
I was wrong
Make to grab your point. You.
Here's my question for you. What is, and I'm not trying to be facetious, what is a walking stick? It's just a stick. Right?
It's a stick. Okay, you're saying that if the stick is not used for walking, it's not a walking stick. So someone saw a stick just sitting out on a limb of a tree. Why would you think it's a walking stick? It's just a stick.
Well, that would be a branch. I wouldn't call that a stick if it's still on the tree.
Right. And what makes a walking stick
on the ground.
A walking stick? Yeah. If you just pick it up and walk with it, that's what makes it a walking stick. That's the only thing. So why don't we just call these bugs sticks?
Stick bugs.
Stick bugs.
Yeah, stick bugs.
Okay. That sounds a lot like a stink bug. But also, as soon as you do pick up the bug, does it not become a walking stick bug at that point? Because it looks like a walking stick in your hand?
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
Yes, if I were to pick up the bug, it would become a walking stick bug. But no one...
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want to clarify this. Even if I were to then run with that walking stick bug, it is still a walking stick bug in a running man's hand.
Right, but here's the issue. Brandon over here, he tried to touch the walking stick to make it an actual walking stick bug, and you yelled at him.
Yeah, you said don't grab that. You're not supposed to
pick up... Okay, but, well, how about this? Once you put the walking stick bug, let's all agree on this. Once a stick bug is picked up, it's a walking stick bug. We've all agreed on that, correct?
Right.
Once I put it back down, is it not still a walking stick bug? Because we have seen it that way.
So you're saying that the fact that it's been used as a walking stick, yes, that essence has been, yes, imbued into, yes, the...
Yes, it was brought to this museum. At some point, it was picked up and then became a walking stick bug.
Well, not just picked up. Picked up and used as a crutch. You know what I'm... Like, what we're saying is... Let us grab this thing from the display case. Let us take one loop around the museum. We'll put it back, and then you'll stop being a liar.
And this philosophical argument goes on between the tour guide and these two teens as the rest of the class just wanders away and makes their own way and does the earphone tour of the museum. And then the security comes around. All right, we're shutting down. You guys got to clear this room out. Okay, I work here too, okay? And we're just finishing up this conversation, which I think we're all wrapping this up, right? We've come upon 17 yes. agreements of logic.
Yes. So just to recap.
Go for it.
We, after this conversation is over, we each will take one bug from the wall. I'll take a walking stick bug. You're going to take a stink bug. All right. I'm going to walk around with the stick bug until the museum opens up tomorrow morning. Brandon's going to take the stink bug. He's going to put it in his toilet. He's going to poop on it. He's going to bring it back. And first thing tomorrow
morning. So it actually stinks. Agreed. Go ahead.
So it actually stinks. We'll come back tomorrow morning right before opening. We'll bring it back and we'll put them back in the display case. And then we each get just a stipend, right? What, $50?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let us catch up.
So, James, on air, you produce a Family Feud game show.
Yes.
Give me one that you guys have already used so I can try to guess. You have the... And Craig can guess too. You have the results in your head.
Okay, I'm actually looking at the document.
As you look at that, I saw a clip with Steve Harvey, and he says something like, the seven female singers who every time they perform, they bring the house down. First guy guesses Beyonce. That comes in at number four. I'm shocked as a viewer. The guy who said it's shocked. Steve Harvey's shocked. And we're all going, who are the top three going to be? And then the end joke of it is it was like, I didn't get number one, but it was like Reba McEntire,
oh,
Celine Dion, Mariah Carey not on the list, J-Lo not on the list. It sounded like a very old white person
Reba
list. at the end of the day.
It's probably because who they survey.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
My wife said they probably go down to the Grove, like whatever's closest to CBS.
And that's true.
Do you think they interview even 100? You should at least do 100. You think so, James?
I feel like that's what they say. Don't they say?
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
It's 100. I mean, we send out like a survey online or like friends and family, and we just get 100.
That's good.
Or we'll get like 101 in case we need, in case someone, like sometimes people will put in like junk or something.
People don't try to be funny. You're trying to really answer.
We tell them not to, like, don't worry about being funny and don't do.
Don't worry about it.
Or just like,
do not be funny, James.
Well, yeah, we just like, I just tell them, like, you know, first thing that comes to your mind and don't do any bits.
Wait, is this a weekly or a monthly?
It's like a monthly show.
So are you emailing the same group of people every month?
No, it's kind of a mix of like, you know, friends, family, and then we post them online.
Guess I'm not in your friend or family group. It's upsetting. Anyway.
Sorry,
Buster. No, that's okay.
I can give you a question right now.
But I'm an expert. So you could ask me instead of interviewing 100. That's how good I am. I can know what those 100 idiots are going to say.
Get the top answers. So you want a question?
Yeah, give Craig and I a question.
This was in our last show. Name a reason you'd knock on your neighbor's door.
Earth, yes. Natural disaster.
I've got a better one than that.
So. Okay. Well, if I'm not on the list, you get to try.
Natural disaster. Be more specific.
Earthquake.
I'm for the steal.
This is the face-off. So this is to pass or play, to decide who passes or plays.
Wait, but do I have to answer it first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say like car alarm going off or alarm going off.
Yes. An alarm going off.
Just yes.
That answer was fire/alarm.
And what number was it?
4.
How about just to introduce yourself?
To introduce yourself.
Really?
Okay. That's terrible. To give food, to give something to them.
That's also not on there.
What's up with fucking people? Halloween.
No.
Borrow sugar.
Yes.
That's bullshit. And that's bullshit. That never happens in real life.
I know, but it's actually on the board.
Yeah, that is bullshit.
That's the number one answer. That category is like borrow or ask for anything. But a lot of people did say borrow sugar. And I did do that once when I was a kid. Like my mom sent me to the neighbor's house to be like, can you ask them for
flour? Let's do that. You be knocking on our door. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Besser.
Hi. Are you from down the block?
Yeah, I'm James from down the block. James Mannion.
Right. Okay. How's your dad doing?
He's doing good.
Your mom?
Yeah, she's great. You know, working a lot, but they're both great.
You still having that flooding problem in your front yard with the sprinkler system?
Well, the sprinklers, we've turned off the sprinklers, so we've at least stopped until we figure out what's going on. My dad said the lawn was waterlogged. Mm-hmm. He was going around yelling about
You gotta drain it right.
Honey, who is it?
It's the Mannion boy, the kid who broke our window like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
With the baseball.
Oh, hey, James, how's your father doing?
He's doing good. He's a little upset about the our lawn being waterlogged, but we're figuring that out. Other than she's great. She's been busy at work a lot, but she's good. She actually sent me over here. She wanted to know if we could borrow some sugar. Just a, I think she said like a cup.
Is this you a, want joke? A cup of sugar?
Yeah, a cup or I think she just needs a cup of sugar.
James, can you stay on the front porch for a second?
You mind? Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to close the door real quick. I just want to talk to my wife. Okay?
Yeah,
I'd invite you in, but then you have to take off your shoes and everything.
Oh, yeah. They're sort of muddy from the lawn.
Yeah.
So I understand. Okay.
All right. I'm just going to close the door, and we'll be right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
What the fuck?
This is fucking
nuts. Is this for real? First he breaks a window with a baseball. It's like, when does that, what kind of Norman Rockwell shit is that?
I know. Well, this is fucking, you know what?
Maybe this is our sugar too. Like I was hoping they'd go a whole, well, I'd rather have just give me the bag.
How about this? We can use this as leverage. Let's tell them to take down the Blue Lives Matter flag. Right? Like,
so you want to make it?
This is the time. Yeah, it's everybody's been complaining about it.
I almost feel like I'm part of a con. I mean, it's just hard to buy. No, I've never seen him playing baseball. No. And then all of a sudden, a baseball breaks a window, and now it's a cup of sugar.
No, I know. I literally drove by them last week and I heard him saying, "Gee Willikers." And it felt like, whoa, this is too perfectly timed.
If I was a space alien trying to fit in, I'd go, hey, what? Remind me?
They gave us muffins when we moved in, but yes. I think this is all like.
I didn't even think the welcome wagon was still a thing.
I think we use this, we give them the sugar and say, take down the Blue Lives Matter flag.
Okay. We cut to them walking down the street, we just want to walk this cup of sugar back with you.
Yeah.
We just want to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm sure my mom and dad will be so happy to see
you. How are they, by the way?
Well, hopefully dad's kind of cooled off after the lawn situation, but in general, good. And
yeah,
mom.
We're not just talking about the lawn. We're talking about everything in the papers, but we'll ask your dad.
Okay.
Oh, there he is, still on the front lawn.
God damn it.
So hey,
goddamn waterlogged.
Reggie.
Hey, how are you, Besser?
My wife too.
Hi.
Cecile.
I'm sorry.
No, I know you wanted to call her Besser as well.
Cecile, we've had you over before. I'm Cecile.
I'm sorry. I'm just, my lawn's waterlogged and
I know. I really think
how
you
rude of
drain
me.
It. But here's the deal. I have no problem giving you sugar. What's sugar between friends? But you say it, honey.
We're concerned about the flag. And,
yeah.
People have been talking. And it's not just the flag. It's sort of the ranting and raving at night on the lawn as well. I think it's all...
Swinging the bag around.
Swinging the bag around those cats. I feel like it's all under the same umbrella. And I'm worried both about your mental health and just sort of about the vibe of the neighborhood a little bit. It's bringing the street down.
Yeah. And when you say umbrella, we don't mind all the umbrellas in your front yard. That's not what we're talking about. We mean more figuratively.
Yeah.
But say it. What we want.
Take the flag down.
We want the flag down.
Which flag? My Kermit the Frog flag?
No, Blue Lives Matter one with the Predator. I mean, not the Predator, the Punisher emblem on it.
Yeah. You can keep the Don't Tread Me Up.
Yeah, the Kermit Don't Tread Me one is fine.
Right, it's Kermit. He's sort of twisted. He's like sort of long and twisted around. And
yeah.
broken up into little chunks, and it says
Snoopy making love with the Red Baron. I don't understand what it means, but you can keep that up.
That one's fine.
You want me to? You're saying that in order to loan us a cup of sugar so that my wife can finish making dinner?
No, it's not a loan. It's yours.
Yeah.
Well,
weird to say loan a cup of sugar because we'll never get that sugar back.
Well, just in the sense that you could always come over and if you need sugar and we
wouldn't
have
that be odd to you guys then give me some sugar when I didn't need it and I just go pour it back into our bag. I just can't imagine that scenario. Sorry.
So what
are you guys baking, by the way?
We're baking,
that you don't have time to go out and buy a new bag of sugar.
Well, we're baking cookies cause we're having some people over, some guys over, now I don't really want to say where they're from, but,
well, now you have us guessing. Where are they from?
Just that secret police club, isn't it?
God damn it. Yeah. Yes. We're having some people, some police officers over just for dinner. And so we needed, they're going to be here soon. And we needed to get the cookies done fast. And we didn't have time to go over to the store because if they come here and cookies aren't ready, they're going
to. I don't have any issue with police officers coming over to, is this the group that was in the news last week?
Geez. Well, no, I can neither confirm or or deny it. Just, are you going to give me the sugar or not?
Let us catch up.
What else did I have on my agenda to talk about? Did you guys want to talk about something? But hey, Craig.
Yeah.
I'm going to South by Southwest and I saw something's debuting there that you were part of. What is that? Are you going to be there?
I'm not going to be there. But it's a show that I've been working on called The Big Door Prize. It's a new Apple TV show that comes out at the end of March on Apple TV. And great. It's exciting.
Was it your idea?
No, it's the showrunner's name is David West Reed. He did Schitt's Creek, and it's based on a book, and it's really good. I'm really excited. And Mary Holland's in it, among a bunch of amazing people. Yeah,
sounded very highly interesting. Recommend it.
Yeah, are you are you going to go to any events that aren't shows that you're doing?
I do have a shit ton of shows, but I really enjoy the marketing that's done there when they do those big. What would you call them? Marketing installations. Like last year, they did The Boys, that show, that superhero show. They set up what was pretty much a city block, like an amusement park, and they have free burgers and fries, and they have rides and stuff, and everything is on theme of the show. So there's always something like that going on. And Yellow Jackets from Showtime, I guess, spending the big money this year. Oh, so I guess so there'll be some kind of Yellow Jackets island, you can imagine. But I always enjoy it, but I also think, like, is this really helping? Because it looks super expensive. Is this really helping the cause of the show? Do you think it does?
I think
it's a splash. I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah, I think it's good for like the industry. Like that, I feel like the networks think it helps. It's like it looks cool and cool people talk about it. But I wonder what the crossover to actually getting new eyeballs on it is. Who knows? I feel like advertising is like nobody knows what I don't know. So that's how I feel about the Super Bowl commercials too. I'm like, does this affect like people buying the thing?
Especially if you can't remember what the product was, which is often the case with the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like at South, so how many people go to South by Southwest.
I have no clue to gauge those numbers, but it's within and I guess you'd call downtown Austin type area that's very walkable, which is what I like about it. And there's a ton of venues that are very close to each other, a lot within like an 8-block area. And then there's this other area off of some river road or something that's also very cool. So it's a very walkable festival. It's packed. They have the music section of it, which is at the end, and they have the film section, which is at the beginning, which comedy is also part of. And they also have this like tech, what do they call it? I forget what they call it, but it's where every country shows off the weird tech they've been working on that year, and you get to walk around a convention floor and try it out.
Brett, but it's like, can you go if you're not? Oh, sorry, Brett.
Oh, I was just going to give the boring numbers. Number. Yeah. For the music part, it's about 30,000. For the interactive part, it's a little bit more, but it's about 30,000. For the film, it's 16,000.
Interactive is the part I'm talking about. So that's the most popular. That's the word they use. Interactive. What a strange word.
But it's like anybody can go to this, right? Or do you have to be...
No, you have to buy a band.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, but you don't need to be in like an industry to go. You just pay.
No.
So it's sort of like the more... it's like the way that you said it with the innovation stuff seems like sort of the World's Fair, but much not as like big and sprawling and for families.
Yeah. Do they still do the World's Fair?
I don't think so.
I haven't heard of one.
That would be awesome.
It seemed like such a great idea.
I know. Like, I think about like
if you're brought up in New York City, or you've driven into the city from, I guess, JFK, you see these weird spaceship looking towers off to the right.
Well, they use them as a plot point in Men in Black. Those are from the World's Fair.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there are these weird looking structures that I assume nothing's going on there now, right? They're probably just abandoned, but they look so fascinating. It'd be cool. Like if every year a country built some weird fucking thing and everyone came to
it's like, and they'd be like, this is like show like off the world of the future and like new cars and stuff. Like that just sounds awesome. Like what would a cool thing to go with your family to be like, what's going on in the world? I guess with like the internet, you don't need it. But it seems exciting.
Yeah, it's everything. I feel like everything futuristic that you would show at something like that now is like going to be something small, like some small gadget.
But I feel like I'm going to give you guys one that I saw. I've been every year for like 10 years. I'd say 5 years ago, this was a real thing. So you guys be two guys coming through. And you come around a corner and you see a 3D printing machine. You guys have seen those in operation, right? Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's with food. Mm-hmm. And you see a sushi roll. And as you step up here, okay, you guys want to look at this? And as you can see, the 3D printer is now printing a tuna sushi roll. Right now is finishing the rice part of it. Oh, and there you see. And that is tuna coming out.
So
there you go.
Can I?
Just like on the Enterprise.
This is like edible food?
Yeah, you want to try it? That is rice and that is tuna.
Wait, isn't eating plastic bad for you?
Like, this is not plastic. This is not like the plastic 3D printing machine.
But they're it's both like 3D printing.
This is printing
cement or something like that.
Yeah,
cement is like dirt and water and like sand and
stuff. Let me open
like
this up for you. You see this right here? In here? This is everything that's in rice is here. This is rice. In here and here?
Is it only rice
and
rice?
This is tuna.
What do you mean?
Everything this is rice.
Rice.
Yeah, but it like made it, but so, but it's it wasn't what? Rice first, right? Like,
I don't know.
It was it, always
because
rice?
When it made it, it didn't like drop grain. It didn't put grains of rice together. It like built each grain.
Yes, so that's true. But it still had all the chemical makeup of what is rice.
You took a bowl of rice and you made it into a cream, and then you reconstituted it into the shape it had been.
I can't explain all this. I'm just the guy presenting this. You guys are giving me a hard time.
Well, I mean, it's the world's. I mean, I'm blown away by this. If this is if you actually printed tuna out of stuff that was smaller than tuna, because I could see like, okay, there's tuna in there. There's like someone poured a can of tuna into like a cartridge or something, and it just a can of tuna.
If,
I guess
if
a full
the machine
tuna
has every
well, it was like building
makeup of food that it can put in the right order to make rice or tuna.
Wait, is it? So there was fish before the machine was here, right? Is there a refrigeration mechanism as part of this machine?
Okay, you guys got to get out of here. You're coming up with too many good questions.
Let us try it. We'll try it.
I want to eat it. I want to eat it.
Okay.
All right, just try it and get out of here. So later that day, they're talking, there's another 3D printing guy, and this guy is just printing out, you know, like cogs and that you put in a broken machine or something. So, you know, if you have a broken wheel, you find the specs for it and you do that. Now, what you guys were asking me about food, here, just a moment. Everyone, you can come back in 5 minutes, and I'm going to be printing out a tire that could be used on a car. You could just print it out right there on the side of the road. Okay, fellas, you say that you saw someone here printing out food?
Yeah, it was like the end of one of the aisles. Yeah, they're right down there. It's the same kind of, like, it looks similar to your
device. We look to where
he looks similar to, even the guy sort of looks like you.
And they point down to where they just were, and there is no one there. And there's no printing
machine. I swear to God there was somebody there.
Okay. I know what's going on, guys. And I need to make I just need to do a quick text because something's happening here that we need to be aware of. I actually work for the government. Okay. I'm part of what you would know as the X-Files. You have spoken to space aliens. There is no way to print food. Sometimes they will sneak into human world fairs to test out
products
from there.
And I knew there was no way to print food because how could they have something smaller than rice to make a grain of rice? It didn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
They were aliens?
Wait. Yeah.
What's the point of what they're doing?
It's like a focus group. Before they try out stuff on their own planet, they'll bring it to America, see how we're like kind of guinea pigs to them.
So they want to know if
on that planet, do they eat regular sushi that's not printed?
Do they have similar palates to us?
Okay. Look, I want you guys to stand right here and I'm going to be right back. Okay. I need to do something. Okay. And he's kind of furtively looking over their shoulders. Okay. I gotta go. And this X-File guy runs off. And then two people look one person looks exactly like that guy. Plus this woman agent, run up. All right. Where did that guy just go that you were talking to? What did he just say to you? Quickly.
Wait, but he looked up. Who? What's that?
I know he looks like me. There's not enough time to explain. What did he say?
Well, who are you, first of all?
I work for a government agent. We're a lot like the X-Files, but there's not enough time to explain. There's aliens.
That's what he said.
But he said that was him.
X-Files. I think he said actual X-Files.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I think he said, no. Are you a different agency? Because he said, I'm from the X-Files. And you're like, we're like something like the X-Files.
There's no actual X Files. I mean, what's the name of the agency?
No, wait. Just tell us the name of the agency. Just
I don't have to tell you that. I'm in the government. I need to catch this guy.
But if you run away and we shouldn't believe you, and then another.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go. He's this guy now is furtively looking over their shoulders, and he runs away. And now they turn around. Now two guys look just like them. These two guys run up to them.
Hey, guys, what would that guy just tell you? What? What are you talking about? The guy that you were just talking to, what was he saying? This is fucking freaky. You look just like me. This is
Craig,
so
what the hell?
Weird. This is so wild. Okay, just we work for a government agency. It's sort of like that show Warehouse 13. Okay, and we need we're doing stuff here.
Wait, Craig, what? You're explaining this to the guy that just walked over here.
I'm not
here.
Craig. I'm the we turned, so it looks like
we cut to like 4 hours later. It's the same four. Now they're in a intimate booth in a restaurant with low lighting. And they're all kind of making out at the table as their dinner is being served. Excuse me. And here are your tapas. Enjoy.
So you look just like us. I've never made out with myself before.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, yeah, I did see sushi rolls being printed out, and I do not know how that was happening. My guess is the food was in the machine.
Sorry for getting too caught up in the, like, I want to actually
I was amazed. I was truly amazed when I was watching it. I was like, how is this happening? And it wasn't a plastic version of it. People were eating whatever it was.
Like it actually.
Like it could have been soy and just, it could have been tofu and just printed into the shape of what looked like a sushi roll maybe. But it was colored. It looked like white rice with a piece of like salmon on top of it or tuna or something.
Yeah, it seems like it would have to be made of something else because you're just adding a ton of cost if you're just smushing down tuna or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's just at a sushi restaurant. So what if that's all the machine does, so just print out sushi rolls?
It's just a novelty way to eat.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that like Juicero thing where it was like this special juicer that, you know, you get these packets and it just like makes juice. But, and I guess the packets supposedly had like fruit in them, but then the packets just had juice in them. And the thing was just like,
I don't know what you're talking about. By squeezing the packet, it made it juice.
It was supposedly like this amazing juicer that you could hook up to Wi-Fi and it would mail you new like packets. And the packets had like, I guess real fruit in them supposedly, and then it would squeeze them and turn them into juice. But then they found that the packets themselves already were just juice, and the juicer was just squeezing juice out of a packet that had already become.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
That is so
weird. But so I'm like, I'm like, are they just putting. They're obviously not just putting tuna. They're not printing tuna into the shape of a tuna.
I don't know.
They have to be doing something else.
But there is always that, to be fair to technology, there is always that thing. Like the first time someone did a microwave, that must have blown people's minds, right? Where you're like, no, this doesn't work. 30 seconds? What? Like there are those jumps in technology where you're like, how's this work? A telephone without a cord?
Yeah. But now it feels like a lot of stuff is like someone creates a new technology, but there's like no actual like problem that it's solved. Like, I don't know. It's like they're just trying to like find apps. Like, what can we use this? What can we use this new thing for? Was like a microwave. Someone was like, I need to be able to cook my food way faster and I'm going to figure out how to.
Is that true? Or were they experimenting with something else? And they went, oh, this can be turned into something that cooks food.
I mean, I guess
instead of just killing people in a second.
Yeah, that's probably, that's actually probably more likely that it was like some.
I watched war thing. On YouTube, there's a really fascinating video that was like, I think from the 60s, and it was predicting what technology would be, you know, in like the, in the
2000s. 2023.
Yeah, exactly like that. And some of the stuff was like, you know, a little wrong, but right in general, like stuff like, I don't know, like giant screen TVs with these sort of Apple TV, like, technology, but it would just be this massive thing. But one thing that they kept harping on that was making me laugh was this idea of inflatable chairs and furniture. And he kept insisting that, like, all, you know, we're all gonna like roll up to our friends' houses with these like inflatable chairs that just puff up, you know, with air. And
you like, bring the chairs with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I guess that was the idea. Like, they were pretty certain about this.
We cut to greeting two people. Oh, how are you guys doing? Here's some wine. And these are some special bread at this bakery around the corner from us makes you guys are going to love. And we got those new inflatable chairs, too. And one's a couch, I think. We haven't inflated it yet because we just bought it. But...
but you used to have, am I wrong? You used to have this beautiful mid-century modern couch and all these incredible like Eames chairs and all this cool stuff in here. You just got rid of them?
No, but why do you need to have furniture around when you're not sitting in it? It's such an old school thought.
So, but you like live here. How do you know in advance when you're going to want to sit, I guess?
What are you talking about? I sit anytime I'm going to watch TV and then I can inflate the chair. Right. Then I get up from the TV, I deflate the chair.
Okay. I would just think it was easier if there was just already something there that you could just sit on or not sit
That's
on.
That's your antiquated thinking because you're so used to just furniture just being around everywhere. That's like in the olden times, there would have to be a wood-burning hearth throughout the winter, but now we can turn the stove off and on and
I
off.
I have a question, because blowing this up? Because, you know, I'm just getting over the pneumonia with my lungs. They said I shouldn't be doing deep breathing.
No. You just press this button and it self-inflates over a half hour.
Half an hour?
Mm-hmm.
But you knew we were coming. You knew we were coming.
Yeah, but I didn't know we were going to sit down right away. Maybe when we want to stroll around the living room or dance or look at some of the artwork and you don't want furniture in your way.
The artwork, these photographs of inflated chairs.
What's wrong with that?
I guess we can. No, nothing wrong. I'd love to take a look. So are these, you took these photos or?
Oh, no, this is part of the Brian Eno exhibit. These are all originals.
These are original Brian Eno.
Yeah.
Photographs. Oh, cool. I mean,
you're switching your tune.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
You want to sit down and look at it?
Sure.
That is cool how it kind of self-inflates. So I guess we'll
take
like
a half hour.
25 more. Okay.
Yeah, so we can just. Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to be sitting down when we eat dinner later, by the way? Because we might want to inflate the dining room table now. Or do you want to just stand and eat?
I mean, is it soup? If it's soup, I definitely want to sit.
But do you want to use the table?
If it's soup.
If it's soup. Okay, it's a stew. It's been in the fridge for a while, but it's a stew. So it's kind of between a soup.
How long?
How long?
To ask, how long has it been in the fridge? Because
I can't tell you how long, but how large it's been in the fridge is about. it's very large. Been in the fridge.
Okay, then the stew sounds good. Yeah, I think maybe a table then.
Okay, let's start the table. It's just loud for the first minute. Back away, back away, because it'll pop out its legs real quick.
Ah, okay.
Whoa, I told you.
Well, so we should probably get chairs going, too, like dining chairs.
They don't take as long, but we can do those later. More important, do you need to take a poo-poo or pee-pee? And if it's a pee-pee, do you need to sit down while you're here?
See, this seems like...
on the toilet.
Like, usually... when you have a toilet, one of my favorite things about it, or of many, is that I can just go in and nobody needs to know what I'm doing. They can assume I'm using the bathroom, but I don't need to say it. But come on, man. That's a little bit uncomfortable to ask me if I'm going to be pooing or peeing. And again, it depends on how large
the stew is. The correct answer to pooing was no, definitely not.
No, it depends on how large the stew was in there for.
And scene. Humans. Craig has a new show coming out on Apple. We've already plugged that. Anything else you want to plug?
Plug the shit out of that.
Plug the shit out of that toilet.
Yeah, I've got a new toilet coming
out. A new toilet and
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, just follow me on the things. Craig Rowan, R-O-W-I-N. And if something's happening, I usually put it up.
Okay. James? Family Feud plugs?
Yeah, check out Comedian Feud at the Elysian Theater. I think we're doing it about once a month. Leroy at UCB Theater. We're going to be having shows months
regular
a month.
Regular shows?
But still waiting to hear for details on that. And yeah, check me out on Twitter at Pizza Mannion.
Awesome. And humans, go to mattbester.com to find out where we are performing live. Go to mattbester.com for all those ticket links. Keeping human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.